This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here comes another battle over God and politics. A federal judge has ruled that official prayers in the Indiana House of Representatives may not mention the name of Jesus Christ. The State House is vowing to fight the order. From member station WFIU in Bloomington, Trish Anderton reports.
U.S. District Court Judge David Hamilton ruled late last month that the prayers offered by ministers or lawmakers at the opening of House sessions must be non-sectarian and must not invoke Jesus. Lawmakers from both parties quickly decried the order. One called it secular jihad. Another volunteered to be the first to violate it when the legislature convenes in January. Republican House Speaker Brian Bosma yesterday stopped short of endorsing open defiance, but he made his feelings clear.
At the outset, I said this was an intolerable order. I meant it, and I still mean it. I think it is overreaching, overly broad. It gave remedies that the plaintiffs didn't even ask for. And it's the first step of a serious religious censorship in the Indiana House of Representatives.
But supporters of the ruling say religious freedom is their foremost concern, that is, freedom from state-sponsored religion. Ken Falk of the Indiana Civil Liberties Union argued the case on behalf of four Indiana residents.
When someone leaves the street, leaves the sidewalk, leaves their home, leaves their church, and enters the House chamber and ascends to the speaker stand, they are the state of Indiana. And the state of Indiana must be neutral when it comes to religion, and therefore the prayers must be non-sectarian, and it must be inclusive of Hoosiers as opposed to being exclusive.
The judge's ruling found that a substantial majority of the prayers offered in the House this year were explicitly Christian, and some could be described as proselytizing. It also noted one instance when a minister led lawmakers in singing the gospel tune, Just a Little Talk with Jesus. Even Speaker Bosma concedes the sing-along might not have been the best idea. Still, he says he's never heard a prayer in the House that he felt was overreaching. Both sides vow to take the case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary. For NPR News, I'm Trish Anderton in Bloomington.